on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Bendigo today. The rail's at 9 metres and we are racing on a good four circuit. And it's not a bad little meeting. A few have been well backed at today's Bendigo card. Warren Huntley's been having a look at the form and he joins me for the preview today. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Have you bought anything, any little shares out here at the sales? You've got quite a few nice runners that go around in the famous breeding colours.
Very small shares in a couple, Michael, but no, I haven't been tempted at this sale yet. I was going to get out there on Sunday, but then my plans changed, and that's probably saved me at this stage. So maybe I'm just yet to be roped in, and if I was there, I may well have already been.
We find a few winners today, you might be roped in as well. What do you make of the card at Bendigo today?
I think it's a competitive card. I think there's a couple of opportunities and hopefully a couple at value, but I do think it's quite a competitive card, maybe three or four key chances in most races.
All right. Well, the first race is for the babies, the two-year-olds, and it's over 1,100 metres. Take out 4, 6 and 9. And Froston from the Snowden Yard is a firm favourite into $2.10. Wine from Tears, $4.60. Red Hot Nick's at $5. And then Fortune Legend at $7.
I think Froston's the starting point, Michael. Excuse me. But outsped over 1,000 metres. Behind Enthar at Caulfield on debut in the chairman's, but then went to the maiden, taken out by Tycoon Hummer. We've seen that form up, hold up well at Flemington last Saturday. Blinkers come on and the winkers go off today with the benefit of those two runs and the inside draw. I think he's going to be hard to beat. Like what I've seen from number 7, Red Hot Nick, at the jump outs. Philip Stokes, I think, mentioning a while ago on RSN 927 that this was the race that he picked out for him to make his debut after scratching him from another race, and he lines up here following being really strong through the line to win a recent jump out at home at Pakenham. Fortune Legend seems to move nicely in the jump outs. The horses in the Bonho colours, and particularly with John Sadler getting a good run of it at the moment, he looks ready to go to the races and run well. And I thought 10 Wine from Tears made ground late in a race that's had some mixed form coming out of it at Moonee Valley, but I thought that run was good enough to think that the extra 100 metres here would certainly be in the favour of her. 3, 7, 2, 10.
3, 7, 2 and 10 in the first race. Number 2 is for the 3-year-old fillies. It's a maiden over 1,400 metres. We can take out 7. Favourite here is Divine Rule, Jai McNeil for Team Freeman at $3.50. Screwdriver, we heard earlier, has been one of the best back runners on the card. Opened up $7.50. Jamie Carr, Kate and obviously Clayton Douglas combine here. And it's now into $3.90. So $7.50 opening quote into $3.90 for Screwdriver. Uniquely is at $5. And then we're down to $6 for Gorgon. Oh, what's this one here, Warren? Gorgonando?
Gorgonado.
Gorgonado. There you go. A first starter from the Cindy Alden stable. Alderson stable by Tornado, who we've been talking about quite a lot this morning out here at the sale. So which way are you going in the second today at Bendigo?
Oh, I think it's an even race and a few unknowns, a number of horses first up and even on debut. But I thought Uniquely's run well in the majority of her runs to date and competed in some races of some depth. She's spelled and coming into her second racing preparation. Like what I saw from her recently in a jump out at Burrumbeat against horses that are better than maiden grade. So I could play each way, number 8 Uniquely here. Screwdriver having its first run for Clayton Douglas. Really good couple of jump outs, particularly the most recent run. And Jamie Carr rode at Balnarring in that most recent jump out and did look to move very nicely. Blinkers are off for the first run for the new camp. Divine Rules going well. She's very consistent. Sam Friedman on with the Brecky boys this morning, just outlining that she just hasn't really learned how to put the race away. But what she do is put herself on the speed. She'll be fitter for that first up run. A little step up in distance should suit. And Gorgonado's had a couple of educational jump outs recently, but do like the way that she looks to move through the line. And even in an official barrier trial, although safely held, did look to move through the line well. So race day pressure, obviously there'll be a bit more intent there. 8, 6, 4, 5.
8, 6, 4, 5 in the second race. Number 3 is over the mile. Take out 5 and 9. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Jai McNeil again for Team Freeman, and it's into $2.20. So another one that's been well back. Raised the colours, $3. Ball at Pushka. Only had the one start for a second at the same circuit. Halleck at $6. And then we're down to Aquilio for Matt Kamani at $12. Tick-tock, tick-tock is the one the punters have been focusing on. Let's hear what Sam Freeman had to say about it on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, well, she's a staying filly. She'll just keep stepping up in trip, and she'll just keep improving as the prep goes on. Probably surprised us with how much speed she showed first up. The winner of that race came out and won again, so the form's been really solid. She puts herself into the race, gets in a good spot, and as I said, she's a filly that'll just get better as she gets over further. So she's still got fitness to come, but I think she's... she's probably found a really nice race for her to hopefully knock out maiden over.
So it's a pretty good push there from Sam Freeman for the favourite. Do you like it, Warren?
Yeah, I think he basically said it all. The form's good. She managed to get a good run somewhere near the speed. The step up in distance looks to suit, and I like her. Tick-tock, tick-tock, 12 ahead of 10. Raise the colours. If there's a danger, it probably is Raise the Colours, who was solid back near the inside on debut in a race that was dominated on speed by Anglin, who was well back to win that race, but I do think fitter and up in distance suits. But from my point of view, the way the race shapes up certainly favours tick-tock, tick-tock. But big track at Ballarat, they should up Indigo, they should all get their chance. Poor Halleck, very one-paced, but I do think the race falls away a little bit. And 11 Stylish Icon was big odds, but was a much improved run last start. A repeat of that performance, probably our trifecta first four play. But I do think the race is quite skinny and falls away. Keen on 12, ahead of 10, 4, 11.
All right, keen on 12 ahead of 10, 4 and 11 in race number 3. Race 4, take out 4 and 5. This is over the 2,200. Cortamento is the favourite from the Robbie Griffiths, Mike de Kock stable at $2.40. Beats and Lad, $4.40. Miss Sententious at $4.80. Who do you like here, Woz?
Yeah, it's a low-confidence race for me, Michael. Cortamento's going well. She doesn't look a massive filly for a fast-net rock, and she does have to run the trip out to the 2,200 metres, but I think she's coming through the best form lines, and there's no evidence to say that she won't run the trip. I thought she was solid to the line behind I Am Chicksaw at Moonee Valley last start. I think that's the best form line. She runs the trip. I think she's the one to beat, and she should get the type of run to enable her to get every chance to run the trip first try. At 8, for me, ahead of 1, Beast and Lad, who was big odds last start, but ran well in a modest race. Took a while for Irish Pardon to break through, but he did find a suitable race there at Bendigo last start. But at least Beast and Lad's had the run in the distance range. Miss Sententious is getting very deep into her first racing preparation. I think I've referenced that when I've done the form for about her last three starts. But she's continuing to race consistently. She gets back up in distance here. If she's got another run left in her, then she's run well enough to be right in the mix here. And 7, Pepperkani, might improve now third up. Seemed to have his chance to finish on a little bit better last start, but the rise in distance should suit, and with Paddy Payne, they can quite often improve when they get deeper into the preparation, but I was expecting a little bit more last start. 8-1-6-7.
8-1-6-7 in the fourth at Bendigo. Halfway through the card, we'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at the Bendigo meeting today with Warren Huntley finding us all the winners, and we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is the Roll the Dice Racing, a benchmark 58 over 2,200 metres. In this race, we can take out the 13. Annunciate is the favourite for Chris Highland. It is at $3.60. He's Runaway, $4.60. Kazoom, $6. Penny a Dame is at $7.50. So it looks an open start to the quaddie here, Warren.
Yeah, getting three, I think, the first leg. Hopefully we could get through the first leg, Michael. The Annunciate was terrific. He was put under a lot of pressure in the early and middle stages of the race at Stony Creek last start. He did a terrific job to fight out all but Finnick, who was well supported in that race and had the race run to suit. He was very brave riding the speed. Benefit of the claim here for Logan McNeil. I'm going to go with 1 ahead of 9, Obedience. Probably hasn't quite lived up to some of the early promise as a staying mare, but she was pretty good covering a bit of ground last start. Should get a much more economical run here. The big track suits her. 6, he's Runaway. He was a good winner last start. He took a while to break through, but he did so in good style in maiden grade. This is obviously a rise out of that grade, but he looks like he could be competitive at 58 level. And number three, Alano's been a long time between wins, but capable of riding the speed and at least giving a sight. Wasn't a bad performance, benchmark 64 grade, beaten by quite a talented horse in Aurora Symphony, who's continued to race well last start. 1.963.
1.963 in the first leg of the quaddie today. Race number six is the second leg of the quaddie. This is a 58 over 1,100 metres. Take out the four. Zorro's Dream is $3.30. South Parade, $3.80. Pay Your Dues, $4.60. And Fortune Rose is $5.50. So not a deep race, as in numbers-wise, but they're a number given a chance here, Warren.
It's an intriguing race, I think, and I'm going to lean to number eight, Sirius, here. And welcome back, Taylor Childs. Hasn't ridden since October last year, an injury-enforced layoff, but she's been working hard at trials and jump-outs, and gee, I thought Sirius has jumped out well to get back to the races. A bit of an element of George Osborne trying to find a good ride to get Taylor back to the races. If we're trying to read between the lines, I think Sirius can run well at reasonable odds. Eight ahead of one, Pay Your Dues, was really riding the speed and dominating a jump out of Cranbourne recently to get ready to get back to the races. Conversely, Zorro's Dream's been ridden a little bit more patiently. He's been a bit frustrating. Blinkers are off here for the first up run, but he's definitely up to this grade. He's run well and looked the winner on a number of occasions, just only the one win from eight starts, but Blinkers are off here first up. And he has trialled up well without really being tested. From a good draw, he should be able to settle into a reasonable spot, get his chance. And Five South Parade's a hard runner to line up. He's been well supported and disappointing in maiden grade. He lines up here in, when I say disappointing from a price perspective. He's still run consistently and probably run reasonably well, but not to justify his quote. Lines up here in a benchmark 58, and again, there's been money for him. 8.125.
8.125 in the second leg of the quaddie. Race number seven. Now, this is over 1,300 metres. Take out 7.11. Let's toast. This is the So You Think filly that Johnny McArdle was talking about yesterday. It returns, and it's at $3.90. Gunmetal Girl, $4.80. Not a Zach, $5.50. And then we're down to Antagonizer for Mark Kavanagh at $7.50 as well. It doesn't look like it gets any easier here, Warren. Who do you like?
I could play 7.50 each way, Antagonizer, Michael. I think he's quite a talented horse. I think his jump outs have been good. 1,300 metres on a big track, a nice kickoff point for him. And I'm going to go with him each way, number two, Antagonizer. So Les Totes got talent. He's certainly got the best career peak performance to date, as opposed to the opposition here. That third at Caulfield and the Gothic Stakes Beyond in Danger was a terrific eye-catching closing effort. Inside draw is going to need a little bit of luck at a crucial stage, but he's trialled up well enough to think that he's going to be thereabouts, particularly in this grade and at 1,300 metres. Eight Gunmetal Girl, very quiet jump out recently. Not too sure what to make of that, but there has been some money, and she's got the talent, but we certainly didn't see her let go in a recent jump out at Flemington. And Maxaway, he's building a nice record for a lightly raced galloper. He's been travelling around the fringes to some extent, playing at Donald since arriving from New Zealand, but does look to have talent, and I thought worked home okay in a recent jump out. 2.184.
2.184. And the last of eight races today at Bendigo. The way the quaddie's shaping up, we may need to try and trim. And speaking to Kieran Maher earlier, she gave a good push for the favourite. Take out 2, 7, 15 and 16. Galactic Express is the favourite. It's got to carry the 60 kilos, which I McNeil, $3.50. Via Capo, $4.80. Cristani's at $5.50. And the Moors, $8. Do you like the favourite Galactic Express here, Warren?
I think it's the widest leg of the quaddie. Michael, I'm going to hopefully try and navigate and get through with three or four runners prior to this leg. But I'm putting five in this leg. And I do think that Galactic Express is one of the key runners. Love the run last start of Via Capo, chasing Ferretti at Sandown in a midweek standard benchmark 64. I thought that was a good performance and a good scenario to head here. 10 for me. Ahead of 5, Galactic Express, who's fit and racing well. 12, Cristani. It was a bunch finish. So many horses across the line there. Adam Olvansky didn't know which way to look at attacking them last start, but ran well, and on the evidence of that, the extra 100 metres here should suit. And the Moors is very fit and consistent. I'm including him as next best, but I'll be also including the emergency that got to run Earl of Kendal in the quaddie. 10, 5, 12 and 1.
10, 5, 12 and 1. All right, Warren. Well, it sounds like it could be a bit of a tricky card today, but a bit of value sprinkled in there. How are we playing it?
I think the best is race 3, number 12, TikTok, so she could be the anchor for me. One of the value selections I've selected is race 7, number 2, Antagonizer. I could play him each way around about the 750 in race 7. Quaddy first leg 1, 6 and 9. Second leg numbers 1, 2 and 8. Third leg numbers 1, 2, 4 and 8. Coming home with numbers 1, 5, 10, 12 and 13. I'm going to play a running double in races 5 and 6. Hopefully, if we navigate the first two legs of the quaddy correctly, we can get a little bit of a return there and also cheer home the last two legs. First leg of the running double, race 5 and 6, numbers 1, 6 and 9, into 1, 2 and 8 in the second leg.
All right, Warren, good luck today. The markets are formalising themselves for Newmarket and the Australian Cup. Of course, we get final fields tomorrow. But where we sit right now, if you were looking at the futures market, we have September Runner, $2.10 favourite ahead of Swats, that at $7 in the Newmarket. And in the Australian Cup, no surprises, up towards the top. We also have 50 Stars, who ran very well on the weekend. Have you got any early thoughts before final fields regarding the two features on Saturday?
I'm not happy with the price now about September Run. That's gone since that eye-catching run in the Lightning. But she looks a little bit irresistible. I'm glad they've taken up the challenge with Swats That to head there, because I think she's a legitimate threat. They've matched motors a few times, 1,200 metres down the straight. The likely scenario pre-barrier draw leads towards September Run, and the market's really honed in on that. Probably tight enough now going into a Group 1 handicap, and loved what I saw from 50 Stars. I think he's going to be the benchmark coming through the Blamey, which is a proven path for him. He ran very well on Saturday in a really solidly run Blamey. I think that'll have him ready to go. So I think the market's got the key horses at the top of the ladder there, Michael. It's just a question now of whether you're happy to take the price if you haven't chimed in early.
Would you take $4 now, 50 Stars?
I'd be happy with that. I think I'd be happy to wait for September Run, although, you know, she could start even shorter, but that's tight enough prior to barrier draws, and things could happen between now and Saturday. So if you wait for an all-in market, at least you've got some form of insurance. But, yeah, I'm more tempted by the $4.50 Stars than the $2.10 September Run.
It was going to be fascinating to see how the final fields shape up. We will bring that to you on tomorrow's program as well. Warren, best of luck today.
Yeah, get your arm twisted into a few out there, Michael.
We'll leave that to Gareth Hall out here, but gee whiz, the horse flesh that is wandering by right now, it does get you nice and excited. Hopefully after Warren's tips today, we'll all be able to afford a little bit of a share. If you missed any of Warren's tips, you can jump on rsn.net.au. You can also have a listen to any of the interviews we had a little earlier this morning. That's it from me. I'll take a little break. On the other side of this, Gareth Hall, RSN Central. Matty Nevitt is out here as well. He'll be doing roaming Matty to grab anyone that he can find out here. I'm looking forward to Wayne Hawks, Wayne's World, to find out what the latest is with all their stars and how many they've bought out here at the Inglis Premier Sale. It's been a great few days out here with thanks to Inglis. I hope you've enjoyed the coverage. Plenty more to come with Gareth Hall after this, and tomorrow we'll start the countdown to what will be a super Saturday, the Newmarket and Australia Cup. Up next, it's RSN Central with Gareth Hall.